We're holding in the middle of Shalashudas between Mincha and Ma'ariv. The Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch, Taisvis in Menachos quotes from the Shuvas HaGoyim, there's a meaning that you don't have a Shir Kavua. There used to be a meaning, you don't have a Shir Kavua in Halacha between Mincha and Ma'ariv. The Rav gives a drasha on Pirkei Avos or a drasha, but not a Shir Kavua. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the tradition, Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Shabbos, and the halacha says Chacham Shemeis based Midrash Batel. So we're all talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you don't have an official shir. Rav Soloveitchik mentioned that when Rav Chaim Volozhin founded the Volozhin Yeshiva, he writes in the Nefesh HaChayim that there are different time zones around the globe. So when by us it's the middle of the night, so on the other side of the globe is the middle of the daytime. So the pasuk says, "Mlo brisa yom malai luchuk shemayim v'aretz lo yisamti." If not for Talmud Torah, the world would return back to tohu vavohu. So when we are sleeping, so they're learning on the other side of the globe. When they're sleeping, so we're able to learn. So Chaim Volozhin wanted that his yeshiva, Volozhin yeshiva, should keep the whole world going. So he had sedarim 24 hours a day. He had people learn at night and they had to sleep in the daytime. People slept at night, so they would be learning in the daytime. People who slept in the daytime would learn at nighttime. He wanted the yeshiva should. So between Mincha and Ma'ariv on Shabbos afternoon, the meaning is you don't have a Shir Kavua, but they had a few people learning then. And then Matzo Yom Kippur also, when everyone went to eat right after Ma'ariv, so there were a few people would sit and learn. And after they were finished benching, and they would come back to the Beis Medrash to learn, then those people who were sitting and learning would go to eat 45 minutes later. So that's what there used to be a minig. Not all communities have this minig. Now in a lot of shuls, they have a shir kavua. They have someone gives a shir in halacha or a daf yom or whatever to Milchamar. But I remember the first time they invited me to speak at an OU convention. OU used to have a convention on Thanksgiving weekend every other year. Aguda used to have every year, and the OU used to have every other year. So I remember they asked me to give a shir between Mincha and Ma'ariv after Shalashudis on Matzoi Shabbos. So I said, so the one who called me, so I told him, but the minig is you don't give a shir. So he said he never heard of that. He's going to ask Rav Soloveitchik. Everything has to go to Rav Soloveitchik. So he asked Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik said, yeah, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The minig is you don't have a shir kavua. Rav Soloveitchik told him they should write, instead of writing that I'm giving a shir, should write that I'm giving a Torah address. So she give a drasha, she give musa, something else, not a shir. You don't give a shir. When we bench on Shabbos, we say b'tzei. The shaila is, what if the din is you're not allowed to eat before havdalah ala kos. So what if a person is eating shalashudis and he keeps on eating? It's already an hour after the Shkia. It's way after Tzeis HaKachovim. Is he permitted to eat? Or do they say, no, he has to stop eating. It has to be Paris Mapa or Mavdil. So that's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch, whether you're permitted to continue eating. So the Ramah says, our minig is that we continue to eat, provided that you wash for bread. If you said HaMoitzit at the beginning of the meal, so everything you eat in the meal is covered with that HaMoitzit Vam Habay Machmas HaSuda. So that's a hemshech. Everything is a hemshech of the achila before. But if you didn't wash, you just had some cake or you had a popcorn, cracker jacks, whatever, then you're supposed to stop eating at shkia because you're not supposed to eat before havdalah. The shaila is if you bench amatzoi Shabbos, do you still say ritzei biyama Shabbos hazeh? Do you say it's not Shabbos anymore? It's matzoi Shabbos. So that's a big machloikis. It's not here in Hilchas Shabbos. It's in Hilchas Birchas Hamazon. Can you stay Ritzei or Yalav Yavoi on Matzoi Rosh Chodesh? Or can you say Alanisim on Matzoi Purim? Many people have the Sudas Purim late in the afternoon. So they wash, they eat the main part, they're supposed to eat the main part of the meal, the main course is supposed to eat on Purim. But then they continue to eat into Matzoi Purim, into Shushan Purim. And the Shaila is what you say, the Alanisim and the Birchas Hamazon. So it's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch, and we paskin that you do say the Ala Nisim. On Shabbos, it's a machloikis by Shabbos Mayanta, where they say we'd say Yalav Yovai. The Bir Agrua points out that there's more reason to argue the point and say by Shabbos and by Yonta, if you do say we'd say, because there's a concept of Masifa Mechol al HaKodesh. It's Tosefes Shabbos, it still is Shabbos. Asheni Kein on Purim, there is no Kedushas Hayom on Purim. Purim is only an invention with the Rabbanon. So it can't be Masifa Mechol al HaKodesh on Purim. So Purim is a bigger Shaila. Even by Purim we paskin that as long as the Tchilas Hasud there was on Purim, you can say Bala Nisim, even though it's really Matzoi Purim. But I remember, I may have told over this story, I remember once one summer I spent a few weeks in Anset. Rav Soloveitchik used to go, his wife liked to go to Anset. After he passed away, he didn't go anymore because he didn't like it. There was no minyan there for Mincha Meir. It was only on Shabbos there was a minyan, and on the weekdays there was only a minyan for Shabbos, for Shachris. There was no minyan every day for Mincha Meir. So I remember once I was invited to eat by the Meiselman family. Moshe Meiselman was there. And we davened, it was Rosh Chodesh. So we davened Mincha right before the Shkia. We davened Bechidus at home. And then we washed and we sat down to eat. And Rav Soloveitchik's mother was benching at that time. She just finished eating on Rosh Chodesh. And then when she finished benching, she turns to us and she says, she rebukes us in Yiddish. And she says, Bochum loin in the yeshivas all their lives and you don't know it's a machlokes harishonim. Whether you say Yalav Yavo, you start to eat on Rosh Chodesh, but you're not going to finish till Matzoi Rosh Chodesh. So it's a machlokes, but he's supposed to say Yalav Yavo or not. So true, we pask in halacha that if the Tchilas Hasuda was on Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos HaYontif, on Purim Yigobas at Tchilas Hasuda, but he said, she told us, you're not supposed to lozachain in a machlokes, l'chatchili should avoid it. So she said to us, either you bench before Shkia, or you wash after Tzeisak Kochavim, but you don't do what you did. You don't wash Amish Chodesh and start eating and then continue eating and bench Amatzoi. So ever since, I try to avoid by Shalosh Shuvos. I always try to bench before the Shkia. When I'm in the yeshiva, so that's what they always do in the yeshiva. They wash, they start eating on Shabbos, and they bench with Ritzei after Tzeisak Kochavim. So that's what they do in yeshiva. But usually when I'm home or I'm Purim, we always schedule the Sudas Purim in such a way that we bench before the Shkia. The Bir Agro writes, what is the mocker for this Shita? What is the mocker for this Shita that you go Basa Tchilas HaSuda? So he says, the mocker is from the Gemara in the end of Yuma, there's a machloikas regarding the Ila. So the one opinion is that you have to finish Ne'ilah before the Shkia. Many want to finish Ne'ilah before the Shkia in order to duchen in Ne'ilah. In Ne'ilah, the reason why we don't duchen by Mincha every day is because Shchicha Shikris. And even on a tiny Tzibah, nobody's eating, so there's no Shchicha Shikris. Shasa Revius, if you drank wine, you're not allowed to duchen. So even though on a tiny Siba, no one's drinking any wine, it's not Shchicha Shikris. And that's why there's one Tana is of the opinion that you duchen by Mincha on a tiny Siba, because there's no chashash of Shikris. But we don't pass like that. We pass in that it's a loitplug Rabban. Since every other day of the year, you don't duchen by Mincha because Shchicha Shikris, even on Yom Kippur, and on a tiny Siba, you also don't duchen. But Ne'ila is a unique tefillah. It's only tefillahs at tainis. You only daven Ne'ila on a tiny Siba. By us, the only tiny Siba we have is Yom Kippur. We don't have the others on our tiny Siba. But Bizman HaGemara, when they had a tiny Kishamim, when there was a real din of a tiny Siba, they would daven Ne'ila. So Ne'ila is a tefillahs at tainis. So you can't say a loiplug. So by Ne'ila, you can duchen. But most of the Rishonim, most of the poskim had the practice that you don't duchen balaylo. The duchening is hukash to Hakrovas Karbonis, and Hakrovas Karbonis is always Bayom, so that's why you have to duchen Bayom. The Maharil writes that in Frankfurt, they used to duchen Balailo, and when they finished Ne'ilu, in the middle of the night, on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, they were duchen Balailo. What do you do with that pasuk that the duchen, it says, L'shor soy, B'kibob boch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the Kohanim, L'shor soy, U'levorach Bishmoy, L'shor soy means to be makor Karbonis, Lebaruch Bishma means to give Birchas Kohanim to Duchen. So it's a hekesh between Duchening and Hakrovas HaKarbonis. So what do you do with that? It seems that the Duchening is like Hakrovas HaKarbonis. It can't be Makar Karbonis Balailo. So the Maharil answers, it's a little bit missing there. The Maharil and the Shagasari at the end of Tainus writes in the Gevurah Sari, you can do Karbonis Balailo. Only the Dalet Avodas Adam can't be done Balailo. But hakrovas emurim you can do balayla. Nisach hayayin you can do balayla. Only the dalet avodas hadam shchita kabbalah halacha zvika, and then according to mincha, there are dalet avodas that are parallel to the dalet avodas hadam. There's a long Rashi in the beginning, the first omid base and the second perek and soita. Itakwe learned soita years ago on the Tuesday night shir. So there's a long Rashi where Rashi explains a long tosefta the way the dalet avodas bar mincha are parallel to the dalet avodas hadam. By a korban, the kemitza is mevarech chelok avoya. That's like shchita. The shchita, the definition of shchita by karbonis, is to separate the dam that you're going to be zorek on the mizbeach from the basar. Mevarech chelok avoya. Then after you do shchita, you do kabbalas adam. So after you do kemitza, you have to put kiddush hakaimitz. You have to take the kaimitz and put into another klisharis. When you do the kemitza, the mincha, the solus, has to be in the klisharis. If you do the kemitza, so the kometz is in your fist, in your fingers, then you have to put it into another klisharis. So just like this, kabbalas adam, this kiddush hakometz. Then you have halachas adam, you have halachas hakometz. Then parallel to haktoras, parallel to zrikas adam, is the haktoras hakometz. So the dalet avodas adam have to be done by yom, and the dalet avodas by mincha that are parallel to the dalet avodas adam have to be done by yom, but all of the other avodas can be done by laila. So that's why in Frankfurt they used to duchen by laila. True, the shorsa the baruch bishmai, there's a hekesh between duchening and hakrovas hakarbonis, but it's not. Who says that it's hokesh to the dalet avodas? It's hokesh to other hakrova, other avodas. So you can do the avodas by laila, but then you have the practice that they want to finish neila by yom in order to duchen, because most didn't have the minig Frankfurt. So the Maril says, most places, if you get up to the duchen and nila, balaylo, so you don't duchen. But in the Gemara, the end of Yuma, it's at the machlokes, do you have to finish nila before the shkia, or as long as you began nila before the shkia, it's good enough. And the one opinion, you can begin nila balaylo. You can start that, the three different shitas there, the very end of Yuma. So the Bir Agro concentrates on two out of the three shitas. Nila is tfilos atainis. So what makes it into tefillah satayinus? So one opinion in the Gemara, you have to finish the whole tefillah on Yom Kippur, from the beginning to the end. And the other sheet is, as long as they begin on Yom Kippur, it's called tefillah satayinus. So that's Rav Soloveitchik, except Pshat and the Bir Agro. The Agro said, this machlokes harishonim in Shulchan Aruch. If you started the meal on Purim, or you started the meal on Rosh Chodesh, and you finish eating on Shushan Purim, or on the neck, and Balayla, Matzoi Rosh Chodesh, so the Bir Agrosh tells too that depends on that machloikis in the Gemara. What's kovei the tefillas atainis, that you begin and you finish the whole tefillah but beyom atainis? So the same thing here. What's kovei the suda Shabbos hasudas Rosh Chodesh? You ate the whole suda Rosh Chodesh, or it's enough if you have tefillas atfilah. If you started neila bayom on Yom Kippur, that's good enough. That makes it into tefillah satayinus. So the same over here. If the suuda began on Shabbos or Purim or Rosh Chodesh, it's called the suuda Shabbos, and therefore you're allowed to say Ritzayir al Anisim and so on. So are the common practices that you go basa tefillah satayinus? But that's what Rav Soloveitchik's mother said. The Bochum learn in the yeshiva all their lives, and they don't know. You don't lose a harayin and a machlekes. More correct is she really bench before. On Matzoi Shabbos, we have to say Havdalah. We mentioned some Achloikis and Taisvis and other Rishayim, but 2 days in Taisvis, whether Havdalah is the Raisa, the Rabbanah. The Marsa Beferish Kiddush is the Raisa. But there was a Machloikis in Rishayim where the Kiddush Alayayin is the Raisa, only Kiddush Bedvar. So that, we don't accept that opinion, a Kiddush Alayayin is the Raisa. We assume that Alayayin is only the Rabbanah, and Kiddush Bedvarim, that's the Raisa. But there's a big machlekes. What about Havdalah? So that we spoke already. But Havdalah is the Raisa Rabban. So bottom line, we pass on Havdalah is the Raisa and women are Mechuyif. That we spoke about already. So the Gemara says, at one time in history, there were different periods in history. At one time in history, they only had Havdalah, Kiddush betfila and Havdalah betfila. The Jewish people were poor and they couldn't afford wine. So they weren't going to be matriarch, the whole Sibra, everybody should recite Kiddush alayayin. And Abdullah Alayayin, then Hashiru, when they became wealthier, so they could afford wine. So the Chachamim switched it, and they decided to make Kiddush Alayayin, Abdullah Alayayin. And then later it went through different changes. And then the final maskana was, you have to have both. You have to have Kiddush b'tfilah and Kiddush alayayin. And then you have to have Havdalah b'tfilah and Havdalah alayayin also. So that's what we say. Atochan antana is Havdalah b'tfilah. Then you have Havdalah alakos, Havdalah alayayin. That's if he said Atochan antana first. Then even though Afal Pish hivda b'tfilah, tzachla Havdalah alakos. What if, as it turns out, he happened to say Havdalah alakos first, then he's going to dab Mairev later? So does he still have to say Atochan antana? So the Gemara raises the question. Gemara says yes. Just like if he would have first said Havdalah b'tfilah. The Chacham one Masakin, you should do both, Havdalah alakos also. Even if he said Havdalah alakos first, you have to say Havdalah b'tfilah. You have to say both. You have to say Atochan antana, Havdalah b'tfilah, and then you have to have Havdalah alayayin. The Gemara has, so we spoke a little bit. We insert the Tanoi made a takana. We insert in between the Bar Pei Hagafen and the Havdalah. We have Bar Minim Sam and Bar Miari Hoesh also. Bar Minim Sam because the Nisham Yisara goes away. So we want to have Samim to revive ourselves. When we say Havdalah Al Ha'or, because reminiscent of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the Marishan on Metzoi Shabbos how to harness the energy from the fire. And that advanced, that gives us power to control the whole world. If you have, you know how to control energy. So the Gemara says you can really say Bar Miari Hoesh and Bar Minim Samim separately. It doesn't have to necessarily be alakos, but you enhance the chashivas of the bracha if you say it alakos. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. Whenever you say bracha, let's say you're saying a Birchas Hanenin, and most people are righties, so you hold the food in your right hand when you're about to say the bracha. When you hold a lulav and an esrog, so you have to hold in two hands. So the Gemara says, if you're a writer, you hold the lulav in the right hand because it has three quarters of the mitzvah, the dal minimum, akum zeh. So you hold the esrog in the left hand, you hold the lulav in the right hand. The person is a lefty, so he does fakert. He holds the food in his left hand. That's a machloikas. That's how most hold. You hold the food in the left hand when you say the bracha, and you hold the lulav in the left hand and the esrog in the right hand. Yeah. So the Gemara has a machloikas when you're saying, bari pri hagofen over the cup of wine. And you're going to say bari minim b'samim over hadasim. So which one should you hold in the right hand? Which one you should hold in the left hand? So we pass, can you hold the yayin in the right hand? So the quote from the Vilna Gaon, this is not the Bir Agro. Bir Agro usually on Shulchan Aruch, usually just gives mar mekaymus to every line in the Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Agoila was the great-grandfather of the Vilna Gaon. So the Bir Agro is working on the assumption that you read the Bir Agoila, and he's adding more marmakam. So the Bir Hagoyla only gives you a marmakam on the whole sentence in the Mechaber. Mechaber has a whole sentence, a whole paragraph, gives you the marmakam. The Bir Agro gives you the marmakam for every phrase in the sentence. Where does this come from? That comes from a Rashbon, this comes from a Rambam, and that comes from a Tosefta. Instead of just giving a general marmakam on the whole sif, they'll give you a detailed marmakam on every line. So the Bir Agro usually does not give his own opinion. Once in a while, you have in the Hakdamah to the Bir Agro, the children wrote that the father left a few notebooks. So one notebook was Likutim, Po Visham. In the Likutim, a lot of times they'll print in the Bir Agro on Yeredei or at Ebenezer, they'll write in the Bir Agro Likut in the beginning and Atkan at the end. That's from that notebook, that's Likutim. So there, a lot of times he gives you his own Shita. He thinks the girsa is wrong. He thinks the pshat is wrong. He gives his shita, or he gives his hachra, how you pass on halacha. But most of the time, you can't really tell from the Bir Agro what his personal opinion is. So take Lemoshel. The Ramah says that you should recite Havdalah in a sitting position. The Bir Agro gives you where the Tosfos is in Brachas Daf Mem Gimel. The Vilna Gaon himself said Havdalah standing. That's what the Rav Chaim Alojani quotes. He remembers the Gros that Havdalah standing. It's no kasha that in the Bir Agro he doesn't write that. The Bir Agro is just intended to be mashlim all the mar mekaymus on the Shulchan Aruch. Whereas the Bir Agro gives general mar mekaymus, so the Bir Agro gives more mar mekaymus. So here also, when it comes to Havdalah, so there's in the Sefer Imrei Noam, one of the Talmidim of the Gro wrote over different things that he said, Amaseches Brachas, Daf al Daf. So the Gemara here has a machlokes what should you hold in your right hand? You're going to say Bar Piagofen Alayan. You're going to say Bar Minim Samim Alayayin. So should you hold the wine in the right hand and the psamim in the left hand? Or should you hold the psamim in the right hand and the yayin in the left hand? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, I think it's Basil and Bisham. The Gemara quotes Basil, that we pass, can you hold a cup of wine in your right hand? So the Sefer Imrei Noyam from the Gro and Brochus, he said the simple pshat in Gemara is you hold a cup of wine in your right hand the whole time. And you hold the psamim, we say yayin psamim ner habdolah. So you hold the cup of wine in the right hand, you say bar piagofen. Then you continue to hold in the right hand, you say bar minim psamim, holding the psamim in the left hand. Then you say bar mary hoesh, you look with the left hand. Then you say habdallah, holding the cup of wine the whole time in the right hand. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rav Yoh, who says you should switch hands. So some people have the practice, after they say bar piagofen, they put down the cup of wine, then they hold the psamim in the right hand. So that's not right. When you want to have a bracha la kos, you're supposed to be holding the kos, either holding the kos in the right hand or the left hand. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh was from the Bali HaTosfos. So the Rav Yoh was, I think, it was the great-grandfather of the Rosh. So the Rav Yoh says, it's self-understood, you hold the cup of wine in the right hand when you say Bar Piagofen. Then you switch, you put the cup of wine in the left hand, you hold the psamim in the right hand. And then withholding, then after the psamim, then you look with your right fingers by the ner, but you're holding the cup of wine the whole time in your left hand. Then when you get to the last bracha abdallah, then you switch and put the cup of wine back in your right hand. But they quote from the Vilna Gaon, he thought the Rav Yoh is against the Gemara. He thought that the simple pshat in the Gemara is, you should hold the cup of wine in your right hand the whole time. I didn't know when I was growing up. That's how my father always said Havdalah. He always held a cup of wine in his right hand. And he held the Besamim in the left hand. And he did Bar Mirash in the left hand. But he didn't put down the cup of wine. And he didn't switch hands. So that's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon, that he thought that was the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara again, the Gemara says that historically at different times, when Heashiru, when Bnei Yisrael could afford it, so then they made Havdalah Lakos. And then in later generation, they said you have to say Havdalah twice. Hamavda betfilat tzach she Havdalah lakos. You have to have twice Havdalah. Shaila is this year, Tisha B'Av is going to fall out on a Sunday. So the Shaila is, you're going to say Havdalah lakos. Who's going to drink the wine? It's only called a bracha lakos if a Jewish person drinks the wine. It doesn't necessarily have to be the one who's reciting the Havdalah. Somebody has to drink it. So some had the practice, there were different minhagim. So some had the practice, you say Havdalah lakos and you give the wine to a katan who is not going to fast on Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara suggests that you should, Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem, and Beis suggests maybe you should do that on Leil Yom Kippur. When you say Shachyanu, we say Shachyanu on Sholosh V'Golim and on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also. So on Sholosh V'Golim and Rosh Hashanah, you say Shachyanu at the end of the Kiddush. You're saying a brach alakos, but on Yom Kippur, we don't say alakos. Gemara says, why not? Because if nobody takes a sip of the wine, then it's not considered a bracha lakos. Just holding a cup of wine and not taking a sip, that's not called a toast. That's not called, doesn't have that, you haven't elevated the significance of the bracha of Shechyanu by just holding a cup of wine. Someone has to drink it. So the Gemara says, maybe give it to a katan. A katan is not going to fast on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says that it's a bad chinuch, that the child will remember, years later, he'll remember that he always drank, the rabbi gave him the wine to drink on Leil Yom Kippur. He won't realize that's before his bar mitzvah, way before, and now he's an adult. Now he's after bar mitzvah. He's not allowed to drink the wine on Leil Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says it's a bit chinuch, we don't do, so that's why on Leil Yom Kippur we say Shechyanu, Shalom ala kos. Mikra din, you don't need kos. It just enhances the chashivas of the bracha, elevates it to the level of a bracha ala kos, a toast. A toast is a mochash bebracha. So the shad is what do you do when Tisha B'Av falls out on Matzoi Shabbos? Shavasa B'Tamas falls out Matzoi Shabbos, but you don't fast Leil Shavasa B'Tamas, so you can drink the wine. But when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, then on Matzoi Shabbos, then you have to fast on Matzoi Shabbos also. So some say, some Rishonim are of the opinion, Yom Kippur you don't give to a katan because every single Yom Kippur, every single Leil Yom Kippur, you're going to give to a katan, so the child will remember. He remembers drinking the wine, remembers the other years, the other children. Someone always drank the wine. But Tisha B'Av doesn't always fall out on Matzoi Shabbos. Once every couple of years falls out. So some Rishonim had the practice that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Matzoi Shabbos, you say Havdalah al HaKos, and you give the wine to a katan to drink, and you're not worried about the Beit Chinuch. Others have, our practice is that we don't say Havdalah al HaKos till Sunday night. And others had the practice, you don't say Havdalah at all. Why not? So they said because there was a period in history when the Jewish people, generally speaking, were aniyim, they couldn't afford it. So they did away, there was no Havdalah al HaKos. So Matzoi Shabbos, that it's Tisha B'Av, we don't have, we have a Churban Beis HaMikdash, we're all in the status of aniyim. So the Ki HaGavdim, when Tisha B'Av falls on Matzoi Shabbos, it's like that period in history that we were aniyim, and you don't say Havdalah al HaKos at all. So this year, Tisha B'Av falls on Matzoi Shabbos, so you don't say Havdalah at all. And others had the practice that you say Havdalah Mibod Yom, because the Gemara says if you have a big enough Shas HaTchak, you can say Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon after Plag HaMincha. You can't do Malacha till Tzeisah Kechom, and say Havdalah. So we mentioned that the Meiri, when the Ramban passed away, so the Talmid Ramban, the Ramban lived in Gerona in Spain, and after he passed away, the Talmid Ramban went to Provence, to southern France, to pick up Torah over there. And because they had been Hagei Sfarad, and they're in Provence, they had different minhagim, so there was a little friction. So the Meiri wrote a whole sefer that's called Magen Avos to defend Minhag Avos of the minhagim of Provence. So he has a whole one of the, I think the 24 essays. So one of the 24 essays is about this topic. What do you do with Havdalah when Tisha B'Av is Chol Yisrael from Matzoi Shabbos? Do you say Havdalah and you give it to a katan? Or the not say Havdalah at all, you say Havdalah on Sunday night. That's our practice. So the why do you say Havdalah twice, Dafman Fashtein? Why do you say Havdalah bitfila? You already said Havdalah. Then you say again Havdalah al HaKos. Why do you need Nachamal Havdalah al HaKos? So the Gemara has a machlokes in the same thing, Kiddush. The Chachamim made a takana, you say Kiddush bitfila, and in our Torah, that's enough. Kiddush bedvarim. We hold Kiddush al HaYayin, Havdalah al HaYayin is only the Rabbanim. Kiddush and Havdalah bedvarim is the Raisa. Al HaYayin is only the Rabbanim. So why did they add that you should say al HaYayin? So the Mefarshim and the Gemara seem to assume that you yotze the Kiddush and Havdalah b'tfilah. The Kiddush al HaYayin is kedei lehavdil ben achilu shel bishus l'achilu shel mitzvah. Whatever you eat all week long, that's achilu shel bishus. Whatever you eat on Shabbos, that's the karas of the Shabbos oinig. That's a mitzvah. Even drinking water on Shabbos is a karas of the Shabbos oinig. So before you say Kiddush on Friday night, you're not even allowed to drink water. You're not allowed to eat or drink anything, even water. Why? Because the special takana, once you already said Kiddush b'tfilah, what do you need Kiddush al HaYayin for? That's for the purpose, kedei lehavdil ben achilu shel bishus l'achilu shel mitzvah. So that's why we have a meaning that we blow shofar on Chodesh Elul. But that's a minig. But on Rosh Hashanah, you blow shofar, that's a din in the Chumash. That's a mitzvah in the Torah. So we have a minig. Erev Rosh Hashanah, you don't blow shofar. Why not? So one of the more significant reason, the halachic reason is, kedei lehavdil ben tkiya shel chayva letkiya shel rishus. You don't want to keep on blowing from Rosh Chodesh Elul straight through Rosh Hashanah, as if everything is on the same level. So we want to demonstrate, we make a Havdalah. So on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow shofar, because Tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah is a real mitzvah derais, and Tkiyas on Chodesh Elul is only a minig. So the Bi'ur HaGra writes, and the Bi'ur HaGra and Shulchan Aruch writes, when it says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah, k'dei lehavdil, ben Tkiyas shel rishus, Tkiyas shel mitzvah, so the Bi'ur HaGra writes, Psochem Dav Kuf Amir Aleph. What's Psochem Dav Kuf Amir Aleph? Paris Mapa Mekadosh. The whole idea of not being allowed to eat before Kiddush on Leil Shabbos is that the Kiddush to demonstrate the heker k'dei lehavdil ben achilu shel bishus l'achilu shel mitzvah. What you eat all week long is achilu shel bishus. When you eat on Shabbos is achilu shel mitzvah. So that's why there's one opinion in the Gemara. We don't bust like this. One opinion in the Gemara. Toam, if a person by mistake forgot and he did eat before Kiddush, the mezer b'shogeg, on Leil Shabbos, or he ate before Havdalah on Matzoi Shabbos. What do you need a Tveita Havdalah? He already said Havdalah b'tfilat Tochan Antona. What does he gain by saying Havdalah a second time? So the answer is, because whatever you're going to eat on Matzoi Shabbos is going to be Achilah Shal Rishus. Whatever you ate on Shabbos is going to be Achilah Shal Mitzvah. So just like you don't blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah kedei lahavdil, so you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah alakos, and Havdalah alakos is kedei lahavdil ben achilah shal mitzvah, or whatever you ate on Shabbos was mitzvah, achilah shal mishus. That's why the din is, you're permitted to drink water before Havdalah. You're not allowed to drink water before Kiddush, but you are permitted to drink water before Havdalah. Why? Because whatever you eat or drink on Shabbos, even water, that's called the karasa l'Shabbos oinig. So you want to be mavdil, the purpose of the Kiddush is kedei lahavdil ben achilah shal mishus l'achilah shal mitzvah. A Matzoi Shabbos, drinking water on the weekdays, that's not so significant. Drinking water on Shabbos is significant. So you're not allowed to drink water on Leil Shabbos before you say Kiddush, because that's the drinking of the water is achilah shal mitzvah. So we want to have the Kiddush should precede. But drinking water on Matzoi Shabbos in the middle of the week, that's not so significant. So then to drink water before Havdalah is not poigin. But there was one opinion in the Gemara that if by mistake you ate before Kiddush, or if by mistake you ate before Havdalah alakos, so you won't gain anything by saying the Kiddush or the Havdalah, because kedei lahavdil ben achilah shal mitzvah achilah shal mishus, you already blew it because you ate before that Kiddush, or you ate before the Havdalah. So you may as well, so don't bother to say the second Havdalah. You already said Kiddush betfilah. Where he said Havdalah betfilah. So there's one opinion in the Gemara, to amena mekadosh, and to amena mavdil. If by mistake you ate already after the Kiddush betfilah, before Kiddush alayayin, or you ate after Atochan Antonim, before you said Havdalah alayayin, so don't bother to say the Kiddush and Havdalah, because you won't gain anything. We don't paskin like that. We paskin, no. The Chacham, that's one important aspect of the Havdalah, kedei lahavdil. But it's also the Chachamim wanted to elevate the Chashivas of the Bracha. Shouldn't stand be a Bracha, should be a Tos, it should be a Bracha ala Kos. So even if Toam is also, Toam is Mavdil, and Toam is Mekadesh. But the Gemara has a din, Toa Bezu Bezu. What is Toa Bezu Bezu? So it means like this. Amatzoi Shabbos, you have to say Atochan Antonim and Nishman Esrei. What if a person forgot Atochan Antonim? Does he have to daven over again? So let's say a person, in the wintertime, a person says Baruch Aleinu, he's supposed to say V'sein Talamot Levroch. What if by mistake he said V'sein Broch in the middle of the winter? So V'sein Talamot is Ma'akev. So if you forgot V'sein Talamot and Baruch Aleinu, if you remind yourself before Shemet Tfilah, so you can add on, before you conclude the bracha of Shema Tefillah, you can add additional tachanunim. You can add trinus over there. So if one forgot to say V'sein Talamata in Baruch Aleinu, let him say in Shema Koleinu. So that's what the tour is of the opinion. There's a big machlekes of Hashem. Tour is of the opinion. If one forgot to say Atochan Antonu in Meir V'Amitzoi Shabbos, but he reminds himself before Shema Tefillah, so towards the end of Shemaya Tefillah, before Ki'atoh Shemaya Tefillah Samchiso Berachamim, let him say, Atochan Antonah L'mada Terasecha. Aye, but there's no Bakoshas Tzorochim. In the end of Shema Kaleinu, before Ki'atoh Shemaya, you're permitted to add on Tachnunim, like we add on Alekai Nitzor Lishoni Meira, that Tachnunim Achat Tefillosa. If you want, let's say that someone is a Chayla B'toch Beisah, so you want to add on in Rifo'enu. Someone has a Parnosa problem, so you want to add on in Baruch Aleinu, you want to add on for Parnos. You add in each bracha whatever applies to that bracha. In Shema Kaleinu, you can add whatever you want. But it has to be, you have to add something. Let's say a person forgot Mashiv Ruach Maragesh. Mashiv Ruach in Atta Gibor is from Ta'ori Hashem. You're describing Gdulas Hashem, Gvuras Hashem. It's called Gvuras Kishamim. So if you forgot to say Mashiv Ruach Maragesh, you can't make it up in Shema Kaleinu. Shema Kaleinu is when you add tachnunim, you add bakoshes. The same talamotar is a bakoshes. So if you forgot the same talamotar in Baruch Aleinu, you can make it up, say it in Shema Tefillah, and you won't have to repeat the Shema Esrei. But the Shadis, if you forgot to say Atochan Antonu, Atochan Antonu is a declaration of Havdalah. It's really mainly for the purpose of Havdalah. That's a declaration. But you also say, so the last line, that is a bakosha. So that's why the Torah is of the opinion that whoever forgot to say Atochan Antonu in Atochanin, that's Havdalah Bimkomo, So he's allowed to make it up in Shema Koleinu, because at the end of Atar Hanatani, he said, Hochel Aleinu, there is a Bakosha. Other Rishonim disagree, and they say, no, there is a Bakosha, but the main theme of Atar Hanatani is just a declaration of Havdalah. So to say Havdalah and Atar Hanan, Kach Tikno Chachamim. But to say Havdalah, you forgot it in Atar Hanan, you're going to say it in Shema Koleinu, the main aspect of Atar Hanatani is a declaration of Havdalah. That Shabbos is over. We thank you for giving us Shabbos. We're saying Abdullah. It's not really the Bakosh of Hochelena Hayaman Babaim Likrosin. So that's a machlekes. Is it permissible to make up? Atachan Antoni, you forgot Atachan Antoni, Atachanin, can you say it in Shema Kalein? So that's a machlekes. So we usually don't say, and why not? So the Gemara says, if one forgot to say Atachan Antoni, he doesn't have to repeat the Ma'arib Dikashman Esav because Yochalo Imra Alakos. He can rely on Havdalah Alakos that he's going to have later. Havdalah Alakos. And there was a period of time that they only said Havdalah Alakos. There was a period of time in the history of the Jewish people they only said Havdalah B'tfilo. And then later generation, they made it. Hamavd B'tfilo, so she Havdalah Alakos. You have to say Havdalah twice. But in this case, where he forgot Atachan Antanu, so let him rely on Havdalah B'tfilo. What happens if Tor Bezu or Bezu? He forgot to say Atachan Antanu and Atachainen, and then he forgot and he ate before Havdalah Alakos. So there's one opinion in the Gemara, To'am, if by mistake he ate before Havdalah, To'am Einam Avdo. You blew it and you lost your chance, because the whole purpose of Havdalah Alakos, after already having said Havdalah B'tfilas, Kedei L'Havdah Ben Achilah Shavishus L'Achilah Shal Mitzvah. But if you already ate Vachadik meal, you already ate something after Shabbos was over, so the Havdalah Alakos is not going to be the Havdalah Ben Achilah Shal Mitzvah L'Achilah Shal Mishus. So we don't paskan like that. We paskan To'am is Mavdil, but still, since he by mistake he ate before Havdalah Alakos, so the Havdalah that's going to say Alakos is going to be an incomplete Havdalah. So that's what the Gemara has estranged in To'a Bezu Bezu. He made a mistake in the Shmoneh Esrei, he forgot Atachan Antanu. Then he made a mistake and he ate before Havdalah. So Tov, Tov, Bezu, Bezu, Chayzer L'Rosh. Then he has to repeat the whole Ma'ariv Dikah Shmoneh Esrei. You can rely, if you forgot Atachan Antanu, you can rely on Havdalah Alakos, if the Havdalah Alakos is Bishlei Musa. Bishlei Musa is that it was originally Niskan, the way we do it. You're Mavd, but Fila, you have to be Mavd Alakos also. So the Havdalah B'Shlei Musa is Lahavdil Ben Achilah Shal Mitzvah L'Achilah Shal Mishus. But by mistake he ate before Havdalah, so Havdalah Alakos is going to be an incomplete Havdalah. So then you have to repeat the Shmanas. Some Chudish Dikad Din in the Gemara. Toa Bezu Bezu is Chayzer L'Rosh. He has to daven over. Then the Gemara has a Chudish Dikad Din. What if the din a person forgot to daven Mincha on Shabbos afternoon? So the din is he makes Tashlumin. So when he davens Ma'ariv, he says the Shmoneh Esrei twice. So that whenever one forgot to say Tefillah, forgot Shacharis, so he davens Mincha twice. Daven Mincha, he forgot Mincha, so let him daven Ma'ariv twice. Whenever he davens twice, the first Tefillah is supposed to be for the Tefillah Bizmana, and the second one is a Tashlumin for the Tefillah that you forgot. So the person forgot to daven Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, so let him daven Ma'ariv twice. So let's say when he davens Ma'ariv twice, he should say Atachan Antanu in the first Shmoneh Esrei. So what if instead he says Atachan Antanu in the second Shmoneh Esrei, and he didn't say Atachan Antanu in the first Shmoneh Esrei? So he obviously had in mind, not only had in mind, he demonstrated that he thought that the first Shmoneh Esrei, he davens Ma'ariv twice because he forgot Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. So he's demonstrating that the first Shmoneh Esrei had the gemeint as Tashlumin for Mincha. That's why he didn't say Atachan Antanu. And the second Shmoneh Esrei, he had in mind L'Shem Tashlumin, L'Shem Ma'ariv. That's why he said Atachan Antanu in the second Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says he's not Yotze, he has to say a third Shmoneh Esrei, a third time. Why? Because that's Ma'akeh B'Di'evit. Whenever you're making up, whenever you forgot to daven a Shmoneh Esrei, and you want to have Tashlumin, so you always have to daven first the Tefillah Bizmana, and only afterwards you say the Tefillah Shaloi Bizmana, the Tashlumin. So if he said Atachan Antanu, he forgot Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. He davens Ma'ariv twice. He says Atachan Antanu in the second Shmoneh Esrei. In the first Shmoneh Esrei, he didn't say Atachan Antanu. So he clearly had in mind the second one is for Ma'ariv and the first one was for Tashlumin. He has to daven a third time because the tashlumin has to follow the tefillah bizmanim. That's what it says in the Gemara. So then the Gemara asks Akasha, but why does he have to daven over? The first Shmona Esrei was supposed to be from Ma'ariv, and he forgot Atah Hanatona. But the din is, if you forgot Atah Hanatona by Ma'ariv, you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Then Shiochali Amra Alakos. He can rely on Havdalah Alayayin that he's going to sell later. Then he said Atah Hanatona in the second Shmona Esrei, which he shouldn't have said. He should have really said it in the first Shmona Esrei. But if you say Atah Hanatona, it's not Miyakit. On a weekday, it's not Miyakit B'dievet. So the Gemara asked Akasha, if he forgot Mincha and he davens Marv twice, and he says Atachan Antonu in the second Shmoneh Esrei, so he's not Yoytzei, he has to daven a third time the Zelbe Shmoneh Esrei, because it's Ma'akeh B'deah, but you can't have Tashlumin before the Tefillah B'Zmanos. So the two Shmoneh Esreis that he said, the first one will count for Ma'ariv, even though he forgot Atachan Antonu. And the second one that he did say Atachan Antonu, that'll be Betoras Tashlumin for the Minchan that he forgot. So the Gemara says, Kasha, Hostagute Kasha, the Gemara doesn't have a Teretz. So that's a big question. A lot of times the Gemara has an Amora has a Din, and the Gemara has a Tiyufta. The Gemara asks, it's against the Mishnah, against the Brais, and the Gemara says Tiyufta. So Tiyufta means upgefrekt, and we don't paskan like the Amora. He's wrong, and he made a mistake. And sometimes the Gemara, instead of saying Tiyufta, the Gemara will say Kasha. Is that the same thing? So the Rashbam in Cheskes Habatim quotes a machlokes from the days of the Goyim. A lot of Rishonim, a lot of Tosfos, and a few Masechtos you have like that. Tosfos in a lot of places is of the opinion that Kasha is the same as Tiyufta. Whenever the Gemara has a sheet and the Gemara says Kasha, means it's a Tiyufta, Obgefrekt. So some hold over here. Also, the Gemara said Kasha, Obgefrekt. So the din is not correct. The din that you have to daven a third Shmoneh Esrei is upgefrekt and it's not correct. The first Shmoneh Esrei that he forgot Atah Hanatona counts for Ma'ariv, and the second Shmoneh Esrei that he did say Atah Hanatona counts for the Tashlumin for Mincha that he forgot. And we don't pass, can you have to say it over a third time? Kasha is like the Yufte, upgefrekt. And we usually assume not so. We usually assume like the other opinion in the Rashbam in Cheskes Habatim that the Yufte means upgefrekt. And Kasha means Hasta Gute Kasha, but there's a good Teretz, and we're not going to bother to spell out what the Teretz is. So the Rashbo on this Daf in Brochus quotes from the Rav Haigoin. What's the Taka the Teretz to the Kasha? So Rav Haigoin says, simple. If you forgot Atochan Antonu and Meir of Amitzoy Shabbos, it's not Miyake B'dievet. But if you say the exact same Nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei two, three times in a row, what's Kaveya? What determines whether it's for Mincha, for Tashlumen, or for Ma'ariv? So the Kavanas HaGabri is Kaveya. So if the fellas said Atachan Anton in the second Shmoneh Esrei, he's demonstrating that he had in mind that the second one is the Tefillah Bizmana Ma'ariv, and the first one is a Tashlumen for Mincha. And the Kavanas HaGabri is Kaveya, the shame of the Shmoneh Esrei. Kavanas HaGabri is Kaveya. So since he had in mind by the first Shmoneh Esrei for Tashlumin for Mincha, and for the second Shmoneh Esrei, he had in mind for Ma'ariv. So that's Miyake B'dievet. That's what the Rashba quotes from the Rav Haigoin. That's the official answer, that the Kabbanas Agarva is Kaveya, the shame of the Tefillah, whether it's a Tefillah Bizmana or Ma'ariv, or it's a Tashlumin for the Mincha. So based on this, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Machlokes Achronim. What if he forgot Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, and he davens Ma'ariv, and he forgot Atachan Antonu in both, or he did say Atachan Antonu in both, not that he said in the second and he didn't say Atachan Antonu in the first. If he didn't say Atachan Antonu in the first and he said in the second, not only did he have in mind, he demonstrated, it's Muchach Mitoicha from the davening, that the first one he didn't say Atachan Antonu, he had in mind for Mincha, and the second one he had in mind for Ma'ariv, so he demonstrated. What if he didn't say Atachan Antonu in either, or he said in both? So he didn't really then say. Let's say he had in mind. He tells us he had in mind the first one, L'shem Mincha, Tashlumin for Mincha, and the second one, L'shem Ma'ariv, but he didn't do anything in the text of the Shmoneh Esrei to indicate that that's what he had in mind. So that's a machlokes and achrenim. So some achrenim say, no, this din, that the Kavanas HaGabri is Koveya, whether the tefillah is a tashlumin for mincha or a tefillah for ma'ariv bizmana, and the din is ma'akeh b'dievet, you have to have the tefillah bizmana first and then the tashlumin. Kavanas don't are only koveya the tefillah to tell me that he has to daven over. Third Shemana Esrei, if there's an indication, mitoicha is muchach mitoicha from the tefillahs what he had in mind. But just he tells us what he had in mind, that that's not koveya. We say the first Shemana Esrei was for Meir and the second Shemana Esrei was for Tashlum and for Mincha.
What happens if you would forget Meir and the daven to Shachris?
Yeah, that.
The first one.
So that's a famous, the Mishnah Brura writes, a Dover Poshut, he writes in the Bir Halacha, a Dover Poshut, a person forgot to daven Marav HaMetzoy Shabbos, he wasn't well, whatever, he didn't daven Marav. So then he has to daven twice Shachris. After the Shemana Esrei of Shachris, he steps back, three steps, says Yilei Ratzon and so on, and then he goes forward and he says a second Shemana Esrei for Tashlum and for last night. So which one should he say, Atachan Antonim? So the Mishnah Brura writes, it's a Dover Poshut, he thinks that's a Hatachan Anton and the second one. Because the second one is a Tashlumen for Ma'ariv, and Ma'ariv is supposed to have Hatachan Anton. So since he forgot Ma'ariv Amatzoi Shabbos and he davens to Shemana Esrei and Shachris, and the second one is for Tashlumen for Ma'ariv, so he should say Hatachan Anton and the second one. And they quote in all the Svarim that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik thought that it wasn't correct. He said, there's no halacha that says that Ma'ariv, the Nusach for Ma'ariv should have Atachan Anton Amatzoi Shabbos. Shemana Esrei for Ma'ariv is the same as any other Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv on the weekdays. The din is the first Shemana Esrei that you say after Shabbos is over, you should say Havdalah, B'tfilah. So the first, in this case, he didn't daven Ma'ariv Amatzoi Shabbos. The first Shemana Esrei that he's davening after Shabbos is over is Shachris. She should say Atachan Anton in the first Shemana Esrei. He disagreed with the Mishnah. But Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Halacha like a Dover Poshut, that if you forgot to daven Ma'ariv Amatzoi Shabbos and he daven Shachris twice, so you should say Atachan Anton in the second Shemana Esrei, because the second one is a Tashlomen for Ma'ariv, and Ma'ariv is supposed to have, that's a din, Ma'ariv Amatzoi Shabbos is supposed to have Atachan Anton. So Abchaim, they quote there, Abchaim Taina, that it's not correct. It's not a din in Ma'ariv. The first opportunity, if the Shabbos is over, to say Havdalah b'tefillah, if it's Ma'ariv, it'll be Ma'ariv, it'll be Shachris. He didn't daven Ma'ariv for some reason or another. If it'll be Shachris, it'll be Shachris. The first time he davens a Shemana Esrei, if the Shabbos is over, he should say Atochan Antonu. Yeah. So they say Rav Chaim didn't agree with that Mishnah Brura. The Gemara has a machlokes, an interesting machlokes, Bisham and Bishilo. They said Havdalah in the yeshiva, but they didn't have any psamim and they didn't have any ner. And the Gemara says, Ein tzorach lachazer achreha. If there's no ner, you're not mechuyev to go spend time to go find. You're not mechuyev to go look for psamim. That's what they say in the Miri yeshiva in Europe. They never said barim in psamim. Because the din is ain't tzorach lachazer achreha, so they never had psamim in the Beis Medrash, so they never bothered to look for it. Okay, so what happens? They said Havdalah Matzoi Shabbos. There was no psamim, there was none there. So later on, when you get some psamim, you say Bari Meim psamim. The Gemara says you can say them separate from Havdalah also. If you say it in the middle of Havdalah, you enhance the chashivas of the bracha, make it into a bracha lakos, make it into a toast. But if you didn't have the psalmim when you were saying Abdullah, so you say Abdullah without, then you say Barim and psalmim later. So it's a machloikis, Bisham and Bishilil in the Beis Medrash. They make an announcement, will everybody please pay attention, we're going to say Barim and psalmim. So one person is going to say Barim and psalmim, then they're going to pass it around. Why is it a chashivas? One person says the bracha for everybody. Beroy vam hadras melach. That says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say five people are putting on talis at the same time. So it said if each one saying his own bracha, preferable is that one person should say the bracha and everybody should be yotz. We don't do that because we're not so attuned to paying attention when other people say a bracha. So that's why when you say Kiddush and Abdullah, we do. But even when you bench mezumin, meikar adin, when you bench mezumin, only the mezamin says all the bichas hamazon, and all the rest of the people just answer amen. They don't say bichas hamazon. And the mechaber recommends that everyone should say along softly with the mezamin, the Mezamen should still say the whole benching out loud, at least till Yolam Al Yechasreinu, you say the whole text out loud. But the Mechaber recommends everyone should say alone because we don't always pay attention. We don't always pay attention to other people. That's what they say. There's supposed to be a medrash that the Rabbanu Shalom created us with two ears and one mouth. We're supposed to hear, listen twice as much as talk. And we usually do fakert. We talk much more than we listen. We're not so successful in listening. We don't pay attention when other people are talking. We always shoot our mouths off. We're always talking much more than we should. We don't listen so much. So in the days of the Gemara, though, they're saying, there's a ninyana b'roivam hadas melech. So really, on the one hand, you should make an announcement in the Beis Medrash. Everybody, please pay attention. We said Havdalah an hour ago, but we didn't have psalmim. Now we have psalmim, so everybody pay attention. I'm going to say Borim Minim Psalmim, and everyone should be yotze, and everyone should come and smell the psalmim. So should you do like that? Or should you just pass around the psalmim and have everybody say his own Borim Minim Psalmim? You will be forfeiting the Hidur of B'Roi Von Haras Melech to say one Bar Minim Summit for 100 people in the Beis Medrash, but it'll be less Bittul Torah. Because like this, you're going to have to make a whole announcement, and then everybody has to be quiet until they're all ready, and everybody stops learning. So then they're going to say the announcement, Bar Minim Summit, everybody should pay attention. So that's a Machloikes B'Sham and Misul. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in such a case, they already said Havdalah, but they only said Bar Pragofen Hamavdim Kodesh Lohol. They didn't say Barim Minim Sum. So we paskin like the Bisilut that it's preferable to have Baroi Vam Haras Melech. He make an announcement, even though it's going to cause a shtickle bittel Torah. But the Hidur of Baroi Vam Haras Melech is worth it. So we're mevater on the bittel Torah.
It'll take 3 minutes till I'll get the Bisumim, the smell, so there's not a hefsik.
It's not a hefsik, you got no choice. You have to wait till they pass the Bisamim all around. Yeah. So that's not considered a hefsek. Yeah. That's what you see from the Gemara. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes a din from the Gemara, a very surprising din. If they would have consulted us, we probably would have said just the reverse. They quote the din, Amatzoy Yom Kippur, you have to say, Bari Miyari Ho'esh, Ananer Sheshabas, Aner that was burning the whole Yom Kippur. And you didn't use it for any malocha, and now on Matzah Yom Kippur you can use it for malocha. So that's a ner sheshavas that it was burning a whole Yom Kippur, and you didn't use it for malocha. On Matzah Shabbos, you can light a candle on Matzah Shabbos and say Bar Miori Hoesh. It doesn't have to be a ner that was burning the whole Shabbos, but if the ner was in existence on Shabbos and they used it for malocha purpose, so then you're not allowed to use it for havdalah. So what's considered if they used it for malacha? So if they would have asked me, I would have said, let's say a goy used the candle to light his cigarette. There's a candle there, and the goyim light the cigarettes. They light other candles from it on Shabbos. The candle was burning in the street. There's a candle in the street burning to illuminate that there shouldn't be dark in the street. They didn't have electric bulbs then. And the goyim were using it for malacha. So the goyim, Shabbos has no shaychas. Nochresh Shabbos chayv misa. The Rochem are not supposed to observe Shmira Shabbos. So I would have thought that if the Nochem used it for Malacha, that's not a problem. But if the Jew lit the candle on Shabbos for Chayla Sheesh B'Sakona, that's a Din Pikoach Nefesh, is Deicha Shabbos. But it's a Malacha, I would have thought that that's a Malacha on Shabbos. So the Din in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara is Punk Faker. The Gemara says that if the candle was lit on Shabbos for the sake of a pikuach nefesh, the sakonas nefoshes, that's hetta gomer, that's hutra, that's hetta gomer, that's a ner shel Shabbos. But if the goy lit his cigar, or lit his cigarette, or he did some aloha, he lit another candle from this candle on Shabbos, that's a ner shaloi Shabbos. I would have said just the reverse, but that the din is faket, that a malacha on Shabbos, Malacha on Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh is considered Hutram. It's a Pella. The Rosh in the end of Maseches Yuma, the very last Rosh, has a Machlokes HaRishonim about that. When you have Pikuach Nefesh, Deicha Shabbos, is that Dechuya or is that Hutra? Is that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Dechil Shabbos or Hutra Heta Gomer? That Meikara, when the Torah prohibited Malacha on Shabbos, the Malacha is a Malacha, doesn't apply at all by Makam Pikuach Nefesh. So, Luchara, I would have said that it depends whether Tchuyahutra. Somehow the Gemara is beferish over here. when the candle was lit on Shabbos letzarech chayla sheish besakana, that heter gomer, that's not considered nasis by melacha. Even if you hold it's only tuchuya, because it's a machlekes harishayim whether chilul Shabbos b'makom chayla is hutra tuchuya. And this is a gemara nobody argues. And if on the other hand, if the nochri is machal Shabbos, that's called even though the nochri has no shayches with Shabbos. That's called Nasus by Malocha. That's a Ner Shaloi Shabbos. I would have said everything just the reverse. Yeah, there's a, the Gemara has a din in Beitza that if someone dies on the first day Yontif, you can do the Kvure Al Yedei Amimim. You can have Amir and Nochri to bury him on the first day Yontif. And a Kvure on Yontif Sheni is even Muta Al Yedei Yisrael. You don't need the Amimim. What about a Kvure on Shabbos? So that you don't allow even Al Yedei Amimim. Why? Even Al Yedei Nochrim. Why? Amir and Nochri on Yom Tov Rishon, we do allow for Kfuras Hanes, but Amir and Nochri on Shabbos, we don't allow. So there's a Tosis of all places, a Tosis in Bava Kamma, talks about this in Perek Merubah. So Tosis says that Shabbos is Zecher Lebriyas Olam. We reenact the story of creation to demonstrate that we believe in the story of creation. Hashem created the world. So the observance of Shabbos is relevant for the Goyim also. So if the Goy is going to do a malocha on Shabbos for the sake of Kfuras Hameis, let's say the Balhu Iter, the Ramo and Shulchan Aruch, Erev Shabbos, we learned the Reisha involved, I think. The Ramo quotes the Balhu Iter that Amir and Anachor is Mutter B'maka Mitzvah, any Mitzvah. So the Ramah says we really shouldn't paskan like that. That's a common practice that they allowed Amir al Nachri b'makom any mitzvah, but the Ramah says that it's not proper because the Baluita was outvoted. We only allow Amir al Nachri b'makom Yisha Eretz Yisrael, or makom mitzvah derabim, or shvuz deshvuz. Amir al Nachri ana derabanan b'makom mitzvah. Shvuz deshvuz b'makom mitzvah. But Amir al Nachri ana melacha deraisa for other mitzvahs we don't allow. We allow Amir and Anochi for Hatzolos Kisvei HaKodesh, a mitzvah, the Rabbim we allow, if the shul is burning down, we allow Teesk Anochi to save the Sifrei Torah. That's Makam Hatzolos Kisvei HaKodesh. So that's a shaila. If you hold like the Baluita, that Amir and Anochi is Mutab Makam Mitzvah, so why can't you bury a mace on Shabbos? So that's, the Ramban asked that question in the end of Masach Shabbos, Kufn and Tess or something. So he says, no. That's a bizoyin ameis. They'll tell over this story for years after he died. They'll keep on telling this story. And you remember his kvura, his levaya included chilul Shabbos. The goyim had to be mechal Shabbos to bury him. So that's a bizoyin ameis. Why is it bizoyin ameis? If a nochri does chilul Shabbos, the nochri is not muzar on Shabbos at all. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos. So that's what Tosfos says in Bava Kamma, Perek Merubah. Tosfos on an Amud Aleph. So Tosfos says no. That the Shabbos is relevant to all the Yom HaSam, the lesson of Shabbos, that Hashem created the world, and Shesh made Bereshis, story of creation. If a Nochri is Machal Shabbos, that's called Nasis by Melocha. But on Yontav is Miyuchad for the Jewish people. It's Yitzias Mitzrayim is historically has to do with the Jews. And Sukkos Kebasukkos HaShavtei is Bnei Yisrael has to do with the Jews. And Shavuos is Maimon HaSinai has to do with the Jews. Pesach Shavuos Sukkos has to do with the Jews. But Shabbos is Anochi is not allowed to observe Shabbos, but the concept of Shabbos is relevant to the Yom HaSoilom also. So if the Nochri did Malocha with the Ner on Shabbos, he can't use that Ner on Mitzvah Shabbos. That's called a Ner Shaloi Shabbos. But if a Jew lit the candle on Shabbos for Chayla Mesukan, that's considered Ner Shal Shabbos. Even if you hold the Pikuach Nefesh is Dechel Shabbos, not Hutra. It's also, that's at the government. So you have to understand why. That's problematic. That is problematic. In Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says that if the, I think we spoke a little bit last week about it, you can only say Bar Mi'ari Ha'esh if you can see the flame. Let's say we have a light fixture and you have a lampshade. So if you have a lampshade, so you can't see the filament, you can't see the ash, you just see the light, it illuminates the whole room, and you don't see the flame, so you don't see the brach. So what if the filament is glowing and it's inside a bulb, a glass bulb, and the bulb is clear? If it's a frosted bulb and you just see the light, you don't really see the filament, then attack, you don't see the filament. But what if it's covered by, because it's always going to be covered with a glass bulb. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba. The Rashba said, that's okay. If you have a lamp shade and you can't see the flame, then you can't say Bar Meriyash. But over here, you can see the flame. You see it Derech HaShvaferes. So Riyah, Derech HaZchuchis is called Riyah. The Gemara has in Brochas a distinction. Gemara says, you're not permitted to recite the Brocha Keneged Ervo. Someone is not dressed. So what if someone is not dressed, but he's behind a glass window? So he's covered up with the glass window, but the glass window is clear. You can see. Gemara says, Erev Bashosh is, you're not allowed to daven, you're not allowed to say a Brocha, because the Pasuk says, L'lir b'cha Ervas Dover. So that's Beriya Tal Yerachmanet. Depends on Riyah, and you can see it. But if you have Tzoya Bashoshes, you're not allowed to daven if there's a Tzoya in the place. That it says, V'shapta v'chisisa se'asecha. If you cover over the Tzoya, then you're allowed to say a bracha. So even if you covered it with glass, and you can see through the glass, you see that there's Tzoya there. So if you can smell the Reach of the Tzoya, so then you're not allowed to say a bracha. We have the Reach Ra, it annoys you. But if you can't smell it and it's covered over, that's b'kisui tali rachmane. It doesn't depend on Riyah, it depends on kisui. So then you may say the bracha. So you see that Riyah derech shvaferes, Riyah derech, if you see the erva, derech zechuchis, b'riyah tali rachmane, it is called Riyah. So that's what the Rashba says. If you have a fire, you want to say b'ar mer yoish, and the fire is covered with a glass container, so then you can say the bracha. That's what we mentioned. Rabbi Chaim Moser wanted to demonstrate that he disagreed with the Marsham. The Marsham lived in the early 1900s. The Marsham had a chiddush that turning on electric bulbs on Shabbos is only a malacha derabbanan. So based on that, many poskim were makel on yontif. They said to begin with, the whole meduber is only derabbanan. Why is it derabbanan? Because what was a melacha is always determined by what was necessary in the Mishkan. So whatever was hachta avid b'mishkan, hashiva kore li'av, that's the first daf, beis amad aleph and bavu kama. And av melacha is an important activity that was necessary in asiyas ha-mishkan. So whatever is an important activity is called an av melacha. Whatever is sufficiently similar to that activity is a tolda. It's also asa. But if it's sufficiently similar, but it didn't exist in the days of Asiyas HaMishkan, like electric bulbs. So the Masham says, since the electric bulbs didn't exist in the days of the Mishkan, all the principles were there. All the Chukei HaTeva that the electric bulbs are based on were there from Sheshes Mebreshes. They didn't invent new Chidushim. It's an application of the old Chukei HaTeva that were there from Sheshes Mebreshes. But Lemaisa, electric bulbs didn't exist in the days of the Mishkan, so the Masham had a chiddush. It can't even qualify as a tolda deraisa. It's only midirabbanan. So Rabbi Chaim Moser didn't go for that svara, and he held that turning on an electric bulb, you heat up a filament till it glows, that's called havara. So to demonstrate that it's eish mamish, he held that it's havara deraisa. It would be mahadah to say bar marihayshin havdala matzoy Shabbos over an electric bulb. Absolvechik said he was there a few times. But Rabbi Chaim Moser, after his parents moved to America, and he was going to university in Berlin, so when he wanted to talk and learning with someone strong, so he used to travel every so often to Vilna to talk and learning with Rabbi Chaim Moser. And then he said Rabbi Baruch Be'er would hear that he's there to talk and learning with Rabbi Chaim Moser, so he would come from Kamenitz also to talk and learning with the Rebbe Zeinikel, Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik Zeinikel. Yeah, he said Rabbi Baruch Be'er, he was Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Baruch Be'er was phenomenal. He knew every Tosis in Gittin Baal Peh. He said every single Tosis in Gittin Baal Peh. It was very nispoil from him. So this in Shulchan Aruch, they quote this Rashba, that if you can see the Shalheves, Derech, Zechuches, says, Beriya Tal Yerachman, you can see it, just like Erva Bashoshes, you're not allowed to say a brach, because Beriya Tal Yerachman, this is real. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that you shouldn't follow the Mechaber, even though the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba, he thinks you should not. Rabbi Chaim Moser didn't do like that. Rabbi Chaim Moser was Mahader, like the Mechaber, to say Bar Mi'ar Ha'esh on an electric bulb to demonstrate that it's real Eish, Bar Mi'ar Ha'esh. He held that it's Eish, even though it didn't exist, even though the electric bulb didn't exist in the days of the Mishkan. But the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha comes up with a new fangled chi. He thinks we shouldn't pass on like the Rashba. That since it's covered with glass, even though it's clear glass and you can see through it, he thinks that it's not right. We shouldn't say Bar Me'ari Ho'esh on that.
Didn't the Aruch HaShulchan also think that electric was not Daraisa?
I'm not sure. I think on Yontif, Aruch HaShulchan originally wrote a tshuvah that you're allowed to turn on lights on Yontif. He thought that it's like Madlik Eish Mitocha Eish. He didn't think that it Moilet Eish. On Minatara, it doesn't make a difference whether you strike a match or you take a piece of paper and you catch it and you have it catch flame from an already existing fire. It's the same Aloha Bhavara. The din on Yontif is that you're not allowed to be Moilet Eish Mechadish. That's only Medirabbonim. The Taz has a chiddush that Moilet Eish Mechadish is a din deraisa, it's an isa deraisa on Yontif, and all the achrayim disagree with that Taz. They say mikra din, it's all the same whether you strike a match or not. But midrabbanan, you're not allowed to be Moilet Eish. So the Aruch HaShulchan thought that since you plug in the electric bulb, so that's not called Moilet Eish Mechadish. You're just hooking up with the electrical circuit. And the electrical circuit over here is causing it to become illuminated. But he thought that that's not called Moilet Eish. And all the others disagreed that it is Moilet Eish. Originally, for years, Rav Soloveitchik, when he lived in America, he was maker like that also, like that Aruch HaShulchan. So he used to turn on the lights on Yontif, and then the whole house was all lit up. He agrees he can't turn off the lights, can't do mechaber. So if you turn on the lights, all the lights are going to be burning the whole Yontif. Then after a couple of years, he changed his practice and he stopped turning on lights on Yontif. Yeah.
Rav Schechter, does everybody hold the same for a light bulb compared to just the person wearing glasses? Is it equivalent that the glass is near the filament as opposed to a person wearing glasses on their head?
The Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that, Rashba. You mean Benegeta is Bar Me'ari Ho'esh?
Yeah.
So the Mishnah Berurah thinks we shouldn't follow this Rashba. The Rashba says if the flame is covered with a glass shade, we have a lampshade that you can see the filament. But if you have a lampshade made from glass and you can see through it, then that's every electric bulb is a glass shade. But it's clear, so you can see through it. So the Shulchan Aruch Paschal is like the Rashba, that you're able to see the filament, so you do say the bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah thinks he recommended we shouldn't follow that Rashba. He thinks we should not say Bar Me'ari Ha'esh unless the flame is mamish exposed. If it's covered with a glass, even though it's see-through glass, you shouldn't say Bar Me'ari Ha'esh.
But what if it's exposed, but the person looking at it is wearing glasses?
Yeah.
Is it the same?
I mean, would the Mishnah Berurah disagree? Right. Would the Mishnah Berurah disagree? I don't know. I don't know. We don't follow the Mishnah Berurah. We follow the Mechaber. We do follow that Rashba. We do say Bar Me'ariosh on an electric bulb. Unless the electric bulb is an LED or it's a fluorescent or neon, something like that. So that's not called Eish. It's only called Eish if you have a metal filament that glows when it's hot enough. So the Rambam quotes Tosefta's, if you heat metal till it glows, that's called Havara, that's called Eish. So that's why the Poskim held that you can say Bari Me'ari Ho'esh. Okay. Next week, I have a chasana on Tuesday night. And tonight I have a chasan also, so I came a little late because of the chasan. I was going back to the wedding, so I apologize. And tonight will be the last year for this season. And B'toyis Hashem, Rosh Hashanah time will resume, so we'll probably learn the Malachas of Shabbos. We'll discuss over the summertime how we'll proceed to learn the Malachas of Shabbos. Everyone should be healthy and have a pleasant summer.
Hey, you too.
Thank you.
All the best.
You too.
Healthy one.
So much,
Yashikov. Good summer. Thank you, Yashikov.
Thank you.
Summer, Rabbi.
Oh, man, you too.
And Lamar.
Gesinnte Zimmer.